Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Here we go. It's Greg's favorite day of the week. It's Friday today, but Greg is not here. Greg is on vacation, so he's had a favorite day of the week all week, I believe. And we will miss Greg on Sunday, too, but nonetheless, we're having fun. Six-hour studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile microphone, Mark Walters, sitting in front of the microphone, filling your prescription for freedom today. On an end-of-week broadcast, technically end-of-week because it's the end of the weekdays, right? X Insurance presenting it all. Make sure to check out all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. And I have a great fun announcement before I tell you where to watch the program. We are going to be introducing yet another new partner come Monday, and it's a good one. It's a good. They're all good, but this one's fun, fun, fun. They're all fun, and I think you're going to love it. If you want to watch the program in high definition, I'm not going to give it away now. Don't ask. I can hear you now. Who is it? I'll let you know. You'll hear it Monday. If you want to watch the show in high definition, visit armedamericanradio.com. Click watch live. Do that if you're not driving. If you are driving, click listen live. And make sure to participate in the chat over there while you're watching. You can watch us on Roku, Apple TV, Twitch, Facebook, OpsLens.com, all that fun stuff. Or you can download the Telegram Messenger app, search for Armed American Radio Conversations. That will get you in on that chat. Enjoy this program today. Let's go right to our guest, Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, how the heck are you, my brother?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It is a wonderful, beautiful day in the mountains.
I bet it is. It's beautiful where you are anyway. Do you still have that white powdery stuff on the ground?
Oh, not on the ground, no. No, there's still some snow above 8,000.
Well, that's normal, though, right? That's normal year round.
Well, it'll melt. Like from the mountain that's to the south of me, there's still some snow above 8. But fortunately for my chickens, there's no snow on the ground. I let my ladies out. My ladies are out roaming, hunting, pecking, scratching.
I was just doing my chicken head on camera before the screen flipped over to you in all your battle rattle. Absolutely love it. Well, I'm glad you got, it's beautiful there. I'm glad you got some great weather, and it's that time of year, man. I mean, you guys can still get snow out there at this time of year, obviously.
But oh, yeah, we could.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you.
I think we've got enough.
I guess the question of the day for you for the hour is, because I had planned on just completely destroying the ATF today because they make it so easy and so fun. So I kind of want to go there. But first, to your neighboring state, Idaho, this story of the 85-year-old woman who was handcuffed to the chair that dragged herself and her chair to her .357 Magnum and back, and when the criminal came back up the steps and she offed him, Paul, what? You heard that,
well,
did you not?
Well, that's not fair. That's not fair.
It's okay, the mic is yours. Go for it.
No, I missed out on that story, but good for her. Fantastic. Of course, you know, we can share all of these stories all day long with ourselves, and the other side will never care. The other side will never, like, look at what's going on in Colorado right now. Those pot-smoking scumbag Democrats in Denver trying to disarm the people even more so. And so that's, you know, that we like stories like that. We give them an oorah, we give them a thumbs up, you know. But we also have to come to the realization that we're not dealing with an adversary that can be swayed by truth.
Let me jump in. because they're dishonest at their core. I want to make that point. That's why you don't argue with these people. That's why you walk away from these people, because they cannot be reasoned with. They have no interest in reasoning. They don't care about you. They hate you. They hate your way of life. Walk away from them. That's the best thing to do. And if you can't do that, you expose them like we do here. And that's why we have a show. And that's why you do what you do and have how many umpteen books now? I've lost count.
Many.
Right. See, you've lost count.
Many.
When Paul says many instead of 21,
many.
That tells you he's lost count, too. I'm surprised that you missed that story out of Idaho. A lot of people did. It did hit Fox News, but not a lot of people are paying attention to that as much anymore either. And if all you do is get your quote-unquote news. Yeah, you're busy writing books. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're getting your news, what you think is news, from ABC or NBC so you can CBS, you're never going to hear about that story. But Paul, an 85-year-old woman handcuffed to a chair in an armed home invasion, having been pistol-whipped, what does this say about her intestinal fortitude?
Oh, it's amazing. And what does it say about the state of our society? You know, people, we delude ourselves with the, you know, that won't happen to me, or, you know, and we get the, quote, reasonable advice. It's a good thing that didn't happen in some place like Oakland or New York City or Chicago or San Francisco, or where the chiefs of police tell people, If you have a, or what's going on in Canada, Toronto, the chief of police in Toronto, just, you know, your house is going to be broken into. We know that's going to happen. We can't stop it. So the best thing for you to do is just cooperate with the people that are robbing you. Cooperate with the criminals, and they'll leave quickly. Really? Will they? They won't handcuff me to a chair and beat me to a pulp. Or they won't decide that they don't want any witnesses and just slit my throat. They won't do that. We've got to take a stand as a country, as America. We have to take a stand against this. We have to take a stand against these criminals in uniform, these criminals in government that look out, that have the audacity to look out at the people and say, well, we can't stop the criminals, and you're just going to be a victim. So your best defense is just give them what they want.
Well, you know, did you say
and
Oakland?
They don't lose their jobs.
Did you say Oakland? Did you point that out, or did you say Oklahoma?
Yeah. Oakland.
Oakland. Okay, let me take you to
Oakland's
here.
Oakland's a cesspool.
Oh, it's awful. But let me, and I think you'll find something in the name here that's interesting, ladies and gentlemen. A.W.R. Hawkins has a piece up from today, this morning early, and the headline is 8 alleged armed robbers flee jewelry store when owner appears with shotgun. 8 allegedly armed jewelry store robbers fled Oakland's Fwang Jewelry Wednesday. Now, if these are the Koreans that we saw in L.A., Fwang Jewelry, family owned, and the 69-year-old mother was working at the time of the alleged robbery, ABC 7 said this, Paul. Surveillance shows 69-year-old mother Diane ducking for cover and screaming for help as those 8 individuals smashed nearly every single case and ransacked the shop. With no security guard on duty at the time, Diane's 76-year-old husband comes storming in, wielding a firearm, which scares the suspects away. Now, this is in Oakland. Democrat run.
Oh, absolutely.
And here we have, yet again, a 76-year-old. I think people have had enough, Paul. They've had enough. But what does it say that this is California?
Well, it seems like every day, if you pay attention to like the Daily Wire or something, we get stories that X is closing their last Oakland, California, In-N-Out Burger closed their last one. There's been several businesses that are just, they can't handle it.
They're
even
finished.
Even after hiring security guards and putting up security or surveillance cameras don't provide security, putting up surveillance cameras and blah, blah, blah. And what's laughable, as somebody who's provided security his entire adult life, is they hire people in, renting people in polyester uniforms and ask them to stand there. You know, it's, and the people, I'm sorry, but you get what you pay for. You reap that which ye have sown. And, you know, we shared that. Did you and I talk about the chicks getting popped on the street in New York just randomly?
No, we will, though. I do want to go there with you today. I'm glad you brought that up. Let me go back to Oakland for just a second, because you have, apparently he was wielding the 76-year-old with a shotgun. I love these stories. It's too bad he didn't have an opportunity to literally stop one. Maybe he didn't, chose not to when they fled. That's fine. Okay. Gun work.
They're going to go do it to his neighbor.
Yeah, they're going to do it again. You know, it's just going to be another shop that they hit. I don't know if they got away with anything. I didn't read enough into it. I'm looking at it more, and I don't like to be the headline surfer, but in this case I am, because I'm making the comparison with the 85-year-old in Idaho. Now, yeah, you point out the difference, Idaho versus Oakland. But when you see this in Oakland, this tells me that people are just done, Paul. They're done. And hopefully they're just done with Democrats. And I think stuff like this is what's going to manifest itself come November. We have Paul Markle for three more segments. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show.
It is Patriot Mobile right here in my hands. If you're watching me on your screens, your devices, your TV sets, regardless of the source, Patriot Mobile swapped out one card for another one and it became Patriot Mobile just like that. Use the promo code AAR, patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the AAR promo code and whammo, free activation, and you support a business that supports your lifestyle and your constitutional rights. Mark Walters in front of the Patriot Mobile mic. Sig Sauer Studios lit up. It's all brought to you by X Insurance. Really cool X Insurance shirt going on over here. And drinking a cup of Defender coffee out of a really cool tin cup. There you go. Iced coffee, by the way. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Welcome back, brother. So I'm going to give you the final word on the Oakland deal. I think that this is just more evidence of the fact that people are fed up. You have people fleeing California like crazy. Conservatives are now finally leaving. Businesses are shuttering. How sad it is. People can no longer afford to live there. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that bad. The numbers bear it out. It's that simple. It's that bad. Paul, who would want to move there now? And is what we saw in Oakland a good sign that people have had enough? And then we'll move on to a couple other stories.
Well, you know who wants to move there? People who are being fed their daily bread by the government, their replacements.
Yeah, but their daily bread from the government doesn't go that far out there either. It doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not like they got bills to pay. It's not like they have, it's 100%. When you're living with 100% tax-free income, man,
yeah,
life is good.
So. I guess you got a free phone. You got an Obama phone, right?
You got a free phone.
Free health care.
You know, you don't have a Social Security number. You're not paying taxes. So, you know, have at it, Jack. Maybe you and I are the dummies. Maybe we're the dummies. We should just, like, legally invade Mexico and tell them to give us free everything.
No, I'd rather work my tail off and enjoy the fruits of my labor. I guess we could. Well, no, Mexicans won't let us in.
No, they'll throw us in jail, man.
Correct.
You illegally invade Mexico, they'll toss your butt in prison.
Well, I want to make this clear. I got nothing against the Mexican people. I have tons of friends. I did a lot of business in Mexico. They're good folks, man. I spent a lot of time working, crossing that border in Juarez before it got really bad. I have no problem whatsoever. What I have is a problem with is the government that allows, if you want to come in from another country, you come in and do it legally. It's that simple. But now, I guess illegally is the new legal, right? I mean, good heavens.
Well,
where do you place the blame? On the Mexicans crossing the border or the fact that they're wearing Biden t-shirts?
Well, it's a coordinated effort. You don't get on a bus in Panama and get pushed all the way through to the Texas border unless every country in Central America is in cahoots. Every government in Central America has been bought off and they just push them through. They drive through Panama, et cetera. They get on the Pan American Highway, and, you know, a couple of days later, they end up at the border of Texas, and they push them across.
Bad things are coming to this country. Bad things are coming.
That doesn't happen by accident.
Bad things are coming, ladies and gentlemen. Americans have had enough. It's palpable. You can feel it. You feel it in conversations you have at bars and restaurants with family members, including those, especially those, if you have conversations with those family members and patrons of bars and restaurants that don't think like you do. Fortunately, I live in an area where most people think like I do. And, you know, I'm like AWR in this, Paul. I'm sick and tired of the other people. I'm sick and tired of them. Tired of it. I'm tired of the nonsense. I'm tired of people trying to justify what's happening as if I'm not.
They refute lies.
Right. I'm tired of, you know, did you go grocery shopping today or yesterday? The numbers don't lie. Did you buy gas? Are you buying food? When was the last time you bought it? Look, I'm grilling two steaks for me and my lovely wife tonight. $32 for two bone-in ribeyes about an inch thick. $32.
Yeah.
Are you paying for this, ladies and gentlemen?
On a ranch, man, where our food comes, like our beef literally was over there in that field. You know,
I have a ranch too, but my HOA won't let me have live livestock. I just call it a ranch,
right? Is it really
right?
A ranch if you don't have livestock?
It's a ranch. It's the AAR ranch. We'll just leave that at that, Paul. We'll leave that one alone. Let's flip gears over to ATF. Now, this is something I think we might take through the rest of the two segments, Paul, because yet again, I have to go back to bump stocks. As much as I don't want to, but it is imperative that we do. And you and I knew this. We had this figured out from day one. And surprisingly, shockingly, there were a lot of people, very high level in the gun rights activist community, that didn't see this for what it was.
Which is amazing to me.
It is amazing. And I'm not naming names. And it's not just one person. There were lots of them. That escaped. There were lots. It just escaped. And you and I figured out in private conversation right when this began happening a few years back. This was back during the Trump years, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
Oh, yeah. His biggest mistake ever.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I don't want to put all the blame on Trump. I don't think he understood what was happening.
He took bad advice.
From the NRA,
He took bad advice from people, you know, who should have known better, whose job it was to know better.
Oh, that's such a great point, because NRA greenlighted him in a statement about bump stocks saying it was okay.
Oh, yeah. We don't care.
We don't care. And once that happened, Trump did what he did.
That's nuts.
Well, I like the way you framed it for people who get paid to know better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's their job. I mean, you and I, it's kind of our job to know. Those people make a lot more money than we do. Maybe not soon.
I don't know. A lot of those people live in areas that are a lot more expensive than where you and I live.
Well, a lot of those people are going to jail, but I digress.
Let me say, ladies and gentlemen, you know, what does this have to do with bump stocks? Well, it has everything to do with bump stocks, because bump stocks were not, the bump stock ban was not about bump stocks themselves. The bump stock ban was about the ATF having the ability to redefine an item to fit their politicized, weaponized agenda. And we smelled that from day one, Paul, you and I did. And as we said, surprisingly, there were some people very high up that didn't see that, including those at the National Rifle Association. And as you said, who are paid to see this stuff, and they did not. Having said that, the danger was not the bump stock itself. It was the ATF. We're sitting here thinking, wait a minute. We see what's going on here. The ATF is trying to redefine this thing by making a new rule, calling it something, reclassifying it midstream after telling me that what I have is legal for 20
after
years.
After two decisions and two official letters that said, no, it's okay. It's fine. Right. We examined it. You know, and what I don't know if you get the, and I don't mean to sidetrack you, but you get these ads from various gun sales companies, you know, wholesalers, retailers, stuff. I get those all the time. So the other day I got one, and it was about a new drop-in AR trigger. And I almost urinated on myself because it said, comes with ATF approval letter.
Yeah, hold
Dude,
on to
a,
that.
I have a roll of white stuff in the next room that's rolled up next to the toilet that is more valuable than an ATF approval letter.
Correct. And ladies and gentlemen, that cuts to the heart of what we're talking about. We're getting ready to take a break. Let me lead into the break with this. tie everything that you just heard from Paul back to this bump stock, this redefinition. Well, when we come back from the break, I guess it's a little bit, hit me a little bit quicker than I thought it would. When we come back, we'll talk about that redefinition because the ATF did it three more times. Well, they just did it again, twice, and we'll explain it to you. And I think you'll understand why we're going to spend the next two segments and likely a large portion of Sunday's MonsterCast discussing the ATF. We'll be right back.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Wow, that's some strong coffee, ladies and gentlemen. DefenderCoffee.com. That's what it is. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Whatever deals they got going on there, the AAR promo code will get it for you. And you support the Second Amendment with every sip of coffee. Welcome back in. X Insurance is presenting all of this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Markle, so let's go back to redefinition. So what happened is, in a nutshell, ATF redefined a bump stock to classify it as a machine gun so that they could then regulate it, or in this case, ban it, and tell you that what they said to you yesterday was legal now makes you a felon and gave you four different conditions for you to get rid of it. And by the way, ATF, I never got rid of mine, and because of lawsuits, because of groups I'm a member of, you can't take it, so pox on you. Number two. They redefined, Paul, the pistol brace, which was the most recent. And prior to that, they redefined the uppers and lowers. So what they've done now is they've redefined what a dealer is. But they had to stretch, Paul, because if you look at page 26 and 27 of their new rule, they had to redefine the word sale so they could justify the redefinition of dealer. Everything they're doing requires a redefinition to fit their political agenda, which is Biden's weaponized political agenda. Paul, take it away.
Well, they're a criminal agency, and we have a criminal government, and we've got to. I don't understand how every supposed Second Amendment rights organization in the United States of America can't just come together and say, okay, here's our platform. The ATF is a criminal organization, and they've proven it. You want facts? Okay, we'll just lay facts out to you. But Americans, the fact that Americans are not concerned is really scary because they've just been so dumbed down. It's the whole, well, it goes back to, you know, the 1940s Germany, you know, they came for my neighbor, but they didn't come for me. And then by the time they came for me, there was no one left to speak up. You know, they came for the Jews. They came for the gypsies. They came for the whatever. Everyone should know that quote. Of course, most millennials, Gen Zs probably don't. But this idea that that a representative republic as codified by a constitution could have agencies within it that act in an autonomous, extra constitutional fashion. And it's not just the ATF. They're just one of many. I mean, we've got the EPA. The EPA is probably more so of a criminal organization, if you can even do that. If there was a contest, you know, with the EPA going around telling farmers, you can't keep the water that falls out of the sky on your property. Excuse me? Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. The FDA, you know, sending out SWAT teams to arrest Amish people for selling whole milk. I got a clue for you. Human beings have been drinking whole milk for 100,000 years before the FDA existed. And all of a sudden, the FDA has become the health police, and they've decided that you can't consume whole milk because it'll kill you. No, you know what kills you is ATF agents who come to your house.
That's right.
At 3 o'clock in the morning and busting your door. And that's why they're, you know, they're scrambling to cover themselves because they just committed another murder. The federal government just murdered another citizen.
That's right.
For violating a statute, not for rape, not for murder, not for kidnapping, but for supposedly his being accused of violating a statute. And in the United States of America today, the federal government feels that it has the authority. I mean, they murdered that dude up in Oregon for the crime of trespassing.
Right.
He was trespassing, and so they killed him for it. So, and I don't know what is. Can we take a left turn real quick? What is Please. Up with the cowards that are supposed to be on our side that won't say killed, murdered? That say have you heard these Twitter idiots? Or using the term unalived?
Yeah. Oh, those are the same. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. I wish we had more time. Yes. But we're dealing with people who, I have to be so careful here. Maybe I should not go there because it, gosh darn it.
Well, I mean, I can say it
you're
for
opening
you.
A
when you send
no.
out a federal agency to with guns to arrest a person for a violation of a statute, he's not a rapist, not a kidnapper, not a bank robber. He's been supposedly accused of violating a statute.
Yeah,
a
the
statute
clear answer to that
created.
Is no.
And
well,
so,
there, whoa, hold the boat. That's right. A statute they created. Did you say law or statute? I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Let's call it a ruling.
By an unelected
opinion?
Bureaucrat, an unelected bureaucrat makes a decision that is a statute or a mandate, kind of like the mask mandate. Let's put this in perspective for you, ladies and gentlemen, which is not law and but yet carries the weight of law because the ATF is a law enforcement agency. I want
no,
you to try
not.
To
they're
wrap your head around
it. They're a tax collecting agency.
Well,
they're
technically they are now, but that's what they're acting as because they have
they
the federal
formed.
Government and the weight of the government behind them. They will come to your door armed with SWAT teams and kill you.
Yes, they'll come to your and see, that is the other, that's like the using the term gender when you really mean sex. They're not police. They're not law enforcement. They're a freaking tax collection agency. And they, just because they stitched a word or they slapped a thing that says police on the back of their raid vest does not make them police.
This is important
authority.
To point out. This is important to point out that the agency was founded to protect the financial interest, the taxing interest of the government from illegal booze, taxing, illegal tobacco sales, taxing and managing gun control through a tax stamp. So you are correct about that. But they have morphed themselves into what they want to be, which
right.
is a bunch
of
wannabe
of
jackboots.
They're out of control.
So let's
and
ask why they're out of control. How did they get out of control?
I can tell you why, because the American people are bored with it, or they're not concerned, or they just let it happen because the people who supposedly represent them could stop it. Your representatives, you know, the House of Representatives could stop it. They have the legal authority to stop them, but they won't because the people won't demand it.
I want to make a point here. Actually, those of you in Texas listening, Houston in particular, San Antonio, you're all tuned in. Dallas, all of you are tuned in Texas. Again, from Breitbart News, from AWR. This is from The Texan, Paul. ATF background check rule occurring under a law from Senator John Cornyn. John Cornyn, a Republican, has been massaging the ATF. That's how it's happening. Now, I don't, you know, usually in politics, Paul, you follow the money, you get the answers, right?
Yep.
I don't know what's going on behind the scenes here. I have a feeling in a new Trump administration that we will find out. I don't think this is going to stay under the rug. I don't. But the ATF right now is on steroids. They're on methamphetamine. They're doing everything they can possibly do right now while they're being weaponized by this current administration. I don't know of any other way to put it. Did I articulate that properly? You have 60 seconds.
And what you just did is you described the fact, you articulated the fact that the criminals in D.C. have already set about to rig the national election. because you do not push gun control going into a national election. Because it's
historically
a losing
that's true.
Proposition. It's a losing. The American people don't want it.
Let me take another sip of my Defender coffee, Paul, because it's a really, really strong cup of coffee. And maybe it will bring out Angry Mark in the next segment. I've got one more segment with Paul Markle, student of the gun. By the way, that is SOTGU.com. Support him. He supports you. It's the way it works. We'll be right back with Paul.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now back to the show.
Back to the show, indeed. I wish we had 4 hours with Paul today, ladies and gentlemen. This is a fun conversation, but it's a frightening conversation for a lot of different reasons. In particular, I think, Paul, welcome back, by the way, Paul, to the 6 Hour Studios. I think you nailed it when you said enough Americans are not mad. Well, I guess I could kind of take there's millions of Americans that are mad. We just don't see it because the press doesn't cover it, right?
Well, that may be true, but it should be the goal of every Republican congressman and every Republican senator and every Republican governor. Let's face facts. You know, the Democrats are criminals. All right. You're not going to get anything other than that, anything from. But if you have governor, your Republican governor should go in front of the combined House and Senate of his state and say, I'm invoking the powers granted by me by the 10th Amendment of the United States of America. And I'm holding all federal employees to the stipulations which we all agreed on in this mutual pact that we called the United States of America. We're all signatories to the same constitution. And they cannot send their stormtroopers into our state to murder our citizens, and I will not stand for it. End of story.
All right. So first off,
is that
AOC,
a hard thing to say?
No, AOC would file a bill making it illegal to do that, and senators
doesn't
like
matter.
Cornyn would jump on board. Senators like Cornyn would jump on board. But doesn't matter.
Cornyn. He didn't
they defy the Supreme Court. They don't care.
Well,
Biden just announced another $7.4 billion of our money to pay off student loans. Come on. They don't care. The Supreme Court's already said no.
Yes. And what you need to know and what we all need to come is they are taking our money and using it to enslave us.
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Okay, Paul. So let's go back to ATF briefly. Because
you're trying to get him to hit the dump switch, aren't you?
No, I don't want him to hit the dump switch. And Bobby doing an amazing job running the boards in Greg's absence. And I don't want to put that burden on him at all. No. And I'm professional enough in what I do not to. I'm able to stop myself, which, by the way, has shocked my mother for 15 years. But it truly has. When you have an agency like ATF under an administration that is blatantly ignoring Supreme Court rulings and getting away with it, because they control the mechanisms of government, why shouldn't the ATF?
Why shouldn't they?
Let me ask you this. Where does
Dettelbach? They manufactured a candidate. They put the one of the most moronic buffoons. He's a buffoon when he's not behaving as a dementia patient. He's creepy. When they put enough amphetamines into him to get him out to move around and talk. Okay, the idea that we're just supposed to go, and here's the crazy thing, Mark, we're living in some kind of dystopian nightmare where you have people who are supposedly in the media pretending that this creature, this white-haired monster, is somehow, A, in charge, he's just a fall guy puppet. That he doesn't know, like, from day to day what day it is. He doesn't know which direction to walk. He has to have a handler, literally, not figuratively. He has to have a handler to get him to go and stand on the right mark. All right. And we're supposed to believe that that guy is issuing the orders. No, we have a shadow government. We have a government of people who were not elected. We have an unelected government who is creating, they're using their agencies, they're weaponizing their agencies. They've decimated our military. We didn't even get into that today. They've decimated the military.
Oh, and you, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I want to point out, Paul did send me information on that. And I did intend to go there, but as you know, time just flies. So, Paul, I'd like to bring you back next week, maybe off the regular Friday schedule, maybe even to the Sunday show to talk about that, because it's very important. I want to say this about Biden. The media is part of a large reason why we're here is because of media.
They're complicit.
Not doing their jobs. Of course they
They're
are.
Criminals.
And that's where 99% of us get our information, right? They see this stuff. That's where they get the info. And what the media, here's just a prime example of what you're talking about with Dementia Joe. The mainstream press, ladies and gentlemen, have you seen Joe Biden walk? Very rarely, because they will cut the camera after he leaves his little press gaggle and has to walk to Marine One, because they don't want you to see him shuffling. This is how bad it is that the media is literally covering for the man. They don't even want you to see him walking, because you're going to look at him and go, really? Even some of you on the fence are going to look at that and go, really? That's how bad it is, Paul. And when you have senators like Corn, I want to pick on him for just a minute, who are so complicit that are working with this administration, knowing what this administration is doing to law-abiding people through a weaponized agency. Texans, do your jobs. Come on. You have a beer called Lone Star that right on the bottle says the national beer of Texas. Act like it. That's as far as I'm going to go with Angry Mark. Paul, go ahead, please. Take a break. I need more coffee. Hold on.
No, and here's what I would tell people. You focus on you. Focus on strengthening yourself. Strengthen your family. Strengthen your mind. Cut the garbage out of your diet. Start exercising, or exercise more. If you're doing that already, fantastic. We're going to need you. We're going to need you in the very near future, because the weaponized zombies are already here. You know, the other side has their weaponized zombies. You know, the soy fed manginas, the soy eaters. They've got them, and they'll do as they're told, because their brains are mush. And they will do exactly what they're told. And I'm not telling people not to vote. I'm telling people that there needs to be so many people out there that they can't ignore it. It needs to be so overwhelming that there's no possible way that a living human could believe that we reelected a dementia-riddled mongoloid child snipper to be the shadow puppet, the figurehead puppet again.
America's burning. I'm going to have some ice cream. Can I have some ice cream, Jill? Can I have some ice cream? Mm-hmm. You know who James Woods is, the actor, James Woods?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he put a beautiful tweet out and ended the gun control debate, really, with one tweet. He put a photograph of red America and blue America up on a electoral map, essentially. But it was based on crime statistics. And here's what it said. 97% of all guns are in the red territory, the vast majority of America being red, except for your, blue coastal areas. Below that, it says 97% of all gun violence is in blue. Case closed. It's all true. Paul, thanks for being here, man. I appreciate it very much. I wish we had 50 hours to go with you today. I could have easily done so. Paul Markle, student of the gun, SOTGU.com. Paul, keep your phone handy. I'm going to give you a call after the hour ends here. I want to talk with you privately off air. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back live on Friday. Enjoy the encore coming up on the West Coast. It's Dave Workman, and I'll see each and every one of you on Sunday's Monster Cast. Trust me, it's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back.
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.